ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान् वितांश्च जयतां सुरतोर्पङ्गोर् मम मन्दमतिर्गतिः मदसर्वस्वपादाम्भोजो राधा मदनमोहनो दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थो श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो पृष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणोर्स्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रियेस्तु नः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमाभदिव्यच्छविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न परः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे एवरीबॉडी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
It was only 2 weeks ago on this day we celebrated Sri Krishna Janmashtami. It was Krishna Ashtami and today is Radha Ashtami. On Sri Krishna Janmashtami, we were doing a little calculation of how many years ago did Lord Krishna appear Answer to this question is, you say immediately, 5,000 years ago. And we had been saying this for the last 40 years. Yeah, so to be precise, it was 5,238th Janmashtami we celebrated. Did you get that? 5,238 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared on this planet. We had to add and 2 more weeks. Huh? Those many years and then 2 more weeks have also passed. And how we arrived to that conclusion, this is not a mental speculation, all right. But it will take a few minutes to, but we will leave that calculation aside. And today, We are gathered here, and it's not just here, but all over the planet. All the devotees, especially all the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They are specialized in Radha. You have to be a follower of Gauranga to understand Gaurangi. This is not anybody, any Tom, Dick and Harry could understand Radha. This is not so much of Hindu's business, also too. This is topmost reality. Reality that is even worshipped by Sri Krishna. Once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining, I think it was in Radha Kund, what is the difference between, well, other Sanatana Dharmis and Hindus and Krishna or Vishnu Krishna Bhaktas and the Gaudiyas. He was explaining, well, they all worship Vishnu or Krishna. But the Gaudiyas worship Krishna, who is worshipper of Radha. Our God, our Supreme Personality of Godhead, he worships Radha Rani, his beloved. Atmaramasya Krishnasya Dhruvam. Atma Asti Radhika. Statement by Kalindi Jamuna, talking to 16,000 queens of Sri Krishna. And she says, you know why Sri Krishna is Atmaram? He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. Atmaram is Atma Aram. He takes Aram, he finds Aram. Aram means relaxed, happy, settled, jolly, enjoying. Aram, well, this Aram has a root called Ram. Ram means enjoyment. Or why is even Krishna called Ram, Hare Ram? Why is he Ram? Is Ram, is Atma Ram. So Kalindi said he is Ram because of Radhika. He derives our Ram, his Ram, his enjoyment comes from Radha. Atma Ramasya Krishnasya. Krishna's being Atma Ram is Dhruvam. Certainly because Radha is Atma of Krishna. Radha is Atma of Krishna. Dhruvam Radha Asti Krishnasya Rama. Radha Asti Atma. Atma of Krishna is Radha. And that is why he is Atma Ram. Krishna's Atma, Atma Ram. So Aram and his Ram because of Srimati Radharani Mahabhava Swarupa Radharani Thakurani Radharani Mahaswarupa, because of her Mahabhava. And she is a Mahabhava Swarupa Thakurani. And because of her, Sri Krishna is happy, or he's enjoying. Satchidananda Vigraha. Lord is Sat, Lord is Chit, Lord is Anand. So where is this Ananda coming from? Anand, he is Satchidanand. There are three energies. And one of them is Anand energy. And that Ananda energy is Alhadani Shakti Radha. Why is Sri Krishna's Swarup is Satchidanand or Ananda Swarup? This is because of Alhad, that he derives from Radharani. He has his arrangements. He gets Alhad, he gets enjoyment from his energy. And when that energy becomes personified, that is Radha. Energy becomes, takes a form, and that's Radharani. And those were two birds in Vrindavan. Once they were talking about Radha and Krishna. This was during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels of Vrindavan. He was touring Vrindavan and he saw two birds on a branch of tree and they were talking. And Mahaprabhu had he thought, I wish I could hear their conversation. And because they were not using microphone, and Lord was quite distance away, he was able to see them talking but not able to hear what they were talking about. So when he had desire, those two birds flew in fleeing mood, but they flew towards Mahaprabhu. And they were now very close. Then Mahaprabhu extended his hands and one bird sat there on his right hand and other bird sat on his left hand and they continued their conversation so that they could hear, Mahaprabhu could hear what they had to, that their dialogue. And they were Shuka and Sarika. One was the male parrot and the other one was female parrot. And the male parrot was an advocate, or he belonged to the Krishna party. The other one, the female, belonged to Radha party. And in fact, the conversation was, they were debating, hey, who is superior? Hey, who is superior? Hey, you shut up. Now listen to this. And that kind of dialogue was going on. And so first the male parrot said, you know, my Sri Krishna, this is right there in Chaitanya Charitamrit, says, Saundarya Lalaladi. My Sri Krishna is so beautiful that all the gopis, they lose their patience when they glance at my Krishna.
And that Rama, that Lakshmi becomes stunned. Can't even move when she looks at my Krishna. And so far, talking of his power, he's so powerful. He just lifted Govardhan like little boys would lift an umbrella or would play with the ball, as he lifted like a ball. And on he is glorifying his Krishna. Vishvam, and he is attractor. Krishna Jagan Mohanaha. My Sri Krishna is Jagan Mohan. He attracts the whole world, you know, Sarika. And then Sarika says, shut up. Listen to what I have to say now. And she says, Sri Radhikaya Priyata Swaswarupata. My Radha is so dear. And so she's also so beautiful. And not only beautiful, Sushilata. She's very well behaved. Nartana Gana Chaturi. And she's so expert in Nartan, the dance. And Gayan and singing. Oh, no one. There's no match for my Radha's song and dance. And what could I say? And she says something more. And in conclusion, this Sarika says, Jagan Mohana Chitta Mohini. You said your Krishna is Jagan Mohan. But my Radhika is your Jagan Mohan Chitta Mohini. Chitta, the consciousness. She attractor of the world, but she is attractor of the world. And then there's another round of their talk. And Bamsidhari Jagan Nari Chittahari. So, Sharike, listen. My Sri Krishna is Bamsidhari. Jagan Nari Chittahari. All the women are attracted by my Sri Krishna. And he's also Madana Mohanaha. He's attractor of the Cupid. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shubham. This is not here, but that's the point. That what Brahma had to say this, the male parody is also saying, my Sri Krishna is Madan Mohanaha. Madan Mohan. Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Mohan means attractor. And he attracts the Madan, the Cupid, the Ananga, Kamadev, many names he has. He is so very beautiful. Kamdev. And he has arrow and bow and arrow. He goes around with his bow and arrow. As soon as then person is lost. As soon as there's attack from the arrows of this Kamdev. But these arrows do not work on Sri Krishna. In fact, he attracts this Madana. He is a Madan Mohan. After hearing this, the Sarika, the female bird, had to say this. This is a very important point. Although the bird is speaking, this is not even Shukadeva Goswami speaking or some Maharathi, Mahabhagavat. Just the bird speaking, but the bird is speaking the topmost Siddhant here. Take it seriously. Don't think just a bird speaking, you know, just a bird is talking. Even the birds do not talk nonsense. Even the birds are serious, dead serious. What they speak is just nothing but the truth. And this truth, this bird had to share. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the hearer of this. He is the audience. And this is very pleasing to him. And it is tattva, siddhant. And that is, Radha Sange Yada Bhati Tada Madana Mohanaha. This female parrot says, you said your Sri Krishna is Madan Mohan. Okay, I agree. But do you know that he is Madana Mohan? He is able to attract those millions of cupids only when Radha Sange Yada Bhati, when Radha is next to him, then only he is competent and capable of attracting all those cupids. Take Radha away, and then he himself becomes attracted by those Madan or those cupids. Those arrows of Madans become effective on Krishna also, and he is agitated. And he then begins looking for Radha. Where is my Radha? Where is my Radha? Where is my Radha? You get the point? What this bird had to say? Anyatha vishva moha moho pi svayam madana mohitaha. He may be attractor of the world and all that, but when Radha is not next to him, he himself becomes influenced by the madan. He becomes agitated. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, well, in English, the translation is the erotic feelings are aroused in Sri Krishna when he is by himself. No Radha with him. He is. So that is Sri Radha's position. I mean, more things could be said, but we just are jumping to conclusion. That is the position. Just a little bit of that position we are talking about, to establish the position of Radharani. Ekatmanamapi. Chaitanya Charitamrita also states, ekatmanavapi. Radha and Krishna are ekatma. They are one atma. Ekatmanavapi bhuvi pura deha bhedau gatau tau, says. But long, long time ago, means puram in the past, what happened? They were one, but they became deha bhedau gatau tau. That one form became two forms. Deha bhed gatau tau. And they, one became two. Originally they are one, but then they become two. One is Radha, other one is Sri Krishna. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita continues saying, Adhuna, but now, Sri Chaitanya Akhyam, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing, that two, Aikyam cha aptam, Aikyam, they are again becoming one. They were originally one, they become two, that is Radha and Krishna. Now he's appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they had become two, but now they are one again in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this form, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. This Sri Krishna has Radha also in him, with him. And what is he? What aspects of Radha are in him? Radha Bhav. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Radha Bhav, emotions of Radha, feelings of Radha, the heart of Radha, and Radha Bhav, duty. Duty, duty means complexion. His complexion, his color is like that of Radha, and his bhav is that of Radha. Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Unto such Swarup of Sri Krishna, I offer my most humble obeisances. So, Radharani is not that easy to understand. Even Sri Krishna finds hard time to understand Radha. And that's why he appears as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience, know Radha, know the feelings of Radha, the personality of Radha. So that Radharani Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Tapta Kanchana. So that Radharani, something know her more, Tapta Kanchan. Her complexion is like that of Kanchan, means gold, but not just ordinary gold. Tapta Kanchan, molten gold. Once we were in Johannesburg, and there are gold mines, and some devotees took us on tour of gold mine, and there was a whole demonstration. There was a furnace, and they're melting gold, and hundreds of people were sitting just to watch as they were pouring the molten gold. I also saw the molten gold. That was really dazzling. To have a ring, and that's also something. But molten gold is something else. It's dazzle, it's glitter. It's not dull. But so it says, Tapta Kanchan, not only Kanchan Gaurangi, but Tapta Kanchan, molten gold. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. And he is what? Vrindavaneshwari. Tapta Kanchana. Vrindavan. He is Ishwari of Vrindavan. She is a goddess. She is a boss of the boss of Vrindavan. Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sutta. Sute Vrishabhanu Sutta. She is a daughter of King Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. And that Radharani is Hari Priya. Very, very dear. And you are also dear to Sri Krishna. Arjuna also is very dear. I promise this, Sri Krishna said, because you are very dear to me. You'll come back to me. I'm sharing this truth with you, very confidential, because you are very dear to me. So Arjuna is also dear, and so many other living entities are also dear to him. And so many other personalities are dear to him. Nanda Baba in Yashoda is very dear to him. Coward boys are dear to him. And cows are dear to him. Gopis are dear to him. But no one is as much dear to him as much as Radharani. So as Radhakund is the topmost, there's nothing, there's no realm like Radhakund. Rupa Goswami explains this, that Mathura is superior to Vaikunth because Lord appeared in Mathura. The 12 forests are superior to Mathura because Lord performed his pastimes in those forests. Govardhan is superior to all the 12 forests because Lord held for 7 days that hill on his little finger. And Radhakund is even superior to Govardhan. And there is anything superior to Radhakund? There is nothing superior to Radhakund. And Radhakund is also as dear to Sri Krishna as much is Radharani dear to him. So that Radharani, she is at this. She is not in, what is this called? Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu. So Radharani, she has nothing to do with, she is not here in, well, I mean, she could appear, but she is not in Devi Dham. She is not in Mahesh Dham. She is not in effulgence. She is not in Vaikunth. Above that, there is Saket. She is not there. Saket is Ayodhya. She is not there in Dwarka, which is part of Golok. She is not in Mathura, which is part of Golok. She is only in Vrindavan and then Radhakund, the top realm. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashant. The bhukti kamis, those who perform karma mishra bhakti, so-called bhakti, karma mishra, they are karmis and their goal is bhog, enjoyment. They have nothing to do with Radharani. Radharani has nothing to do with those karma mishra bhaktas. Radharani has nothing to do with the jnana mishra bhaktas, those who aspire for Brahma Jyoti. They will not find Radharani there. So bhukti, mukti, siddhis, they have all sakale ashandra, all ashandra, all disturbed, not peaceful at all, not settled at all. And also there, where there's awe and reverence, Vaikuntha, Radharani is not there. You'll find only Lakshmi. Extension of Radharani. Radha expands and Radha becomes gopis. Gopis expand and they become the queens in Dwarka. They expand and they become consorts of different incarnations in different Vaikuntha planets. And the perverted reflection of all these devis is Durga Devi in this material existence. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. So Radha is only in Vrindavan, as Krishna never keeps one step outside Vrindavan. ekam padam na gachati vrindavanam parityajya, like a sarva dharman parityajya. Lord says vrindavanam parityajya ekam padam na gachati. Lord does not, Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, there's a Mathura Krishna, there's a Dwarka Krishna, but Vrindavan Krishna, Purna, Purnatam Krishna, Krishna is Purna in Dwarka, Purnatar, more complete in Mathura and most complete in Vrindavan, so that most complete Krishna, he never ever steps outside Vrindavan. And certainly Radha is only in Vrindavan with that most complete Purnatam Sri Krishna. And that Rasaraj Sri Krishna. She is with Rasaraj Sri Krishna. So Dasya Bhava is there in Vaikunth and Dwarka also. Sakya, Vatsalya, and then topmost ras, Madhurya ras, a Shrangar ras, Shrangar, the mellow of the conjugal dealings, this is only in Vrindavan. Sarva rasasar, parakiya bhave jaha brajete prachar. Only in Vrindavan. This parkiya bhava or the topmost ras is possible. And that topmost ras is, there are 12 rasas, 7 secondary and 5 primary. And then amongst those 5 primary, the most condensed ras is the Madhurya ras. And that Madhurya ras, Ras, you know the ras, the juice, the nectar, that realm, that mellow, special ras, a special flavor. Different drinks are different flavors. So this flavor that Sri Krishna gets in association of gopis and Radha, and this is the topmost. And again, it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared 500 years ago to share this ras, to relish and share this ras. Because he brought Radharani with him, Radha Bhav, Radha's mellows, Radha's feelings, emotions. Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. And this Radha could be matched only with Vrindavan Krishna, not with any other Krishna or any other. Nana avataras are there. Ramadi murti shukala niyame natishtan. Nana avatara makarod bhuvane shukintu. There are so many, many, many unlimited expansions, incarnations of the Lord. But Radha cannot identify or associate with any one of those expansions of Krishna, not even Krishna in Dwarka or Krishna in Mathura. It has to be Krishna, Purnatam Krishna from Vrindavan that she could associate. And so this rasa dance, ras, Madhurya ras that Lord Krishna enjoys with Radha and the gopis, this is only, Krishna is specialized with this. Ram cannot have rasa dance. There's no parakiya bhav and most condensed. There's some kind of madhurya is there, conjugal dealing is there with Sita or Lakshmi Narayan. Narayan is having with Lakshmi or Lakshmi Narasimha. But not as condensed, advanced and flavored as that parakiya bhav, madhurya ras of Vrindavan. Only other person could have rasa dance is Balaram. Because there's hardly difference between Krishna and Balaram. Srila Prabhupada says Balaram is 98% Krishna. When we talk of personality of Godhood, how much Godhood is in Balaram? 98%. Little less. Or it is also said only color difference. One is Ghanashyam, bluish complexion, Balaram is like a swan, like white complexion. So when Balaram had come from Dwarka, those 2 months, he was having rasa dance, but with his own set of gopis. So only Krishna and Balaram. So Jai Radhe, 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 Radhe. We are just trying to philosophize or So that Radharani's birthday today. Krishna must be very happy that Radha is appearing today. He was waiting for her appearance. And he was not only happy, and he sent SMS, "Happy birthday to you, Radha." But he couldn't stay away from the birthday party. He took part. And he was just a baby himself. Krishna was a baby. Balaram was older, 1 year older. Balaram was 2 years, Sri Krishna was, I'm not exactly sure, but something like that. 2-3 years old, Balaram, 1-2 years old, Sri Krishna. And then Radharani was just now taking her birth in a place called Rawal in Vrindavan. Not far from Gokul. Probably many of you know where Gokul is. Yes? Yeah? Yes, no? Yes. Good. So we have some starting point. Otherwise, we don't even know where Gokul is, then how to establish the position or situation of Rawal. So on the same bank is the eastern bank of Jamuna. There's a Gokul, and other town is Rawal. Radharani was not born in Barsana, as there's some kind of misunderstanding. People don't know. Even I did not know. Many of We had to go on Brajamandal Parikrama to find out. It took me a long time, even to myself, to understand that No, no, not Barsana. Barsana is not the birthplace. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Barsane wali ki jai. So Barsane wali. Radharani from Barsana ki jai, jai, jai. Yeah, so she goes there later. So born in Rawal, where Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, their palace, they had performed, as Nanda and Yashoda also had performed austerities, purified themselves. Austerities purify. And that purity attracts the Lord. The pure places, pure heart, it becomes the seat of appearance, or mind, heart, womb of Kirtida. So, result of lots of austerities, Radharani is appearing as their daughter. But this appearance is not ordinary. This is divyam. Janma karma chame divyam. Evam yo vetti tatvataha. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti. So this is applicable to both Radha and Krishna. Their appearance is divyam, janma karma, janma maya, janma, Radha janmastami, today Radha janmastami, Krishna janmastami. So janma, karma means their activity, their leelas, divyam, out of this world. Their appearance is out of this world, meaning certainly not like someone's birth in this world. Out of this world. Do not expect them to appear like you appeared. I took birth. Not like that. Let's not be in illusion. Let's not be. That's a misunderstanding. That is conditioned thinking. Putting everything in the box. Is out of the box. We only could think birth means like we know. But not like that. Nothing to do with that. And so Radharani, Vrishabhanu is on the banks of Jamuna. And he notices that some distance away from him is a big lotus flower. And that lotus flower is getting his attention. I have some flowers. And, he has seen flowers before. And he was seeing flower today. There was so much effulgence emanating from that particular little gigantic, little larger size flower. Rays coming, emanating from the petals of that flower, the whirl of the lotus, effulgence coming. So he was wondering, what is this? What am I looking at? Is this? I always come here, I see so many flowers. This is Jamuna is full of lotuses. But today I'm seeing something extraordinary, something effulgent. What is it? He's become curious. And then he hears the voice. Go ahead. Vrishabhanu, King Vrishabhanu. Your daughter is appearing. Your daughter has appeared. This is the result of all the austerities that you have performed, and you're praying for a special child. So here it is, here she is, go get her. And as king moved forward into the waters, a little deeper, he had to go forward, knee deep and waist deep and chest deep. And as he moved closer and looked inside, was not just a flower. Flower was just a like a flower bed, like an asan. And inside that flower was a effulgence. That effulgence was coming from that baby girl, baby daughter. His own daughter was appearing like that. So he accepted the daughter. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. He had a good fortune of having her. Vasudev also had to carry Vasudev Sri Krishna soon after his birth. Bring me to Gokul. And then Vasudev picked up Vasudev Sri Krishna and was carrying. So Vrishabhanu also was carrying his daughter from Jamuna to the palace. And offered her to Kirtida, Yashoda, and Kirtida. Nice. Similar names. Yash and Kirti meaning the same thing. Yash means name, fame, glory is called Yash. And Kirti is same. Synonymous words. Synonymous. And the giver. Kirti da and Yashoda. So the babies that they have given birth to are going to expand the glories of their dynasty, their name, fame, Yashoda, Kirtida. So Kirtida has her daughter in her lap now. Daughter is certainly brilliant, beautiful. But as closely they're looking at, both of them, parents are looking at, they notice that her eyes are closed. And she's not opening her eyes at all. They're waiting and waiting. The baby is not opening her eyes. What a great misfortune. They thought baby is such a masterpiece of beauty. But she is born blind. So they were happy and unhappy at the same time. So they go ahead and organize the Radha Navami festival in Rawal. And invitations have gone all over.
Braj. And for Krishna's first Krishnastami also was celebrated on Navami, for your information. First Krishnastami, because Krishna appeared at midnight, and only the next morning, which was Navami, they found out child has taken birth. Nanda Baba found out, and then he held a festival called Nandotsav. So that was on Navami. And here, Radha Navami, Radhastami. Yeah. This is happening on same day, Radhastami. That is on Navami, the day after. Because he is born during the day. Well, some say, because he was born at night, he is blackish. She is born during the day. She is. Tu kyon gori, mai kyon kala. That's a whole song. anyway, this is. So everybody has come. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Rohini, Krishna, Balram, they all have arrived, and Radharani is in the cradle, you know, the little decorated cradle, and people are arriving from all over. They are themselves well decorated, and they are coming with the gifts, and they have all the blessings for the baby daughter. They go all the way. They all come and they go there first. They look, and offer they're offering their blessings. Dirghayu bhava, may you live long. They don't know, she never dies. And she has not really taken birth. Radha does not take birth. This is her lila. Sun doesn't take birth in the morning. And sun doesn't set in the evening. Sun is not dead and gone at 7 p.m. and then he's born at 7 a.m. and at 5 a.m. he wasn't there. That's not the case. So Radha and Krishna are elsewhere from there. Avatarati. So Radha is also taking avatar. Krishna avatar, and Radha is taking avatar. She is avatari, well, avatar. She is taking her appearance from Goloka Namni Nijadhamni, from Golok. They have both descended. Krishna comes first, and then she comes next. And they go from Vrindavan to Vrindavan. That's also something to take note of. They don't go anywhere else. When there was time to descend for both of them, they had to take birth. There are some events had taken place. Then they were going to take birth, appear. So before their appearance, rather, no. Where there is no Vrindavan, where there is no Jamuna, where there is no Govardhan, I do not go to such places. So what happens first is Dham appears. Dham makes appearance. Then the Lord's Krishna appears. And Radharani appears. So from one Vrindavan to another Vrindavan. They don't go to hell or heaven or Vaikuntha or nowhere else. They only belong, Radha and Krishna, they belong to Vrindavan realm. So from Goloka Namni, that Golok, from Golok to
Gokul Vrindavan. From that Vrindavan, or Bhoma Vrindavan, as they say, which is non-different. It's non-different from. They're both eternal. So from that dham, they both come down to this Vrindavan dham in this world. And it is only here. It is nowhere else. This Vrindavan. It's not in heaven, not on any other planet. What we get to go to visit, that is the Vrindavan. That's Radha Krishna's abode. So Radharani is appearing, has appeared. Says her birthday parties is going on. And so Nandi Yashoda also has arrived, Krishna Balaram. So like everyone else, Krishna has arrived and is taking note. Everyone coming goes to that cradle there. And they look inside. There must be something special there. He's curious. And as children like to imitate the elders, he also goes. And he's still not competent even to stand up on his own. God cannot stand on his own. So he's struggling, you know, holding the cradle. He's trying to stand erect and look inside. Some devotees are looking inside. If there's a Maya outside, then you should look inside. But there's Radharani's outside. Talking about Radharani, they're all here. So, inside, outside. So, says Krishna stood and was looking in towards. Now he realized, there's little baby there. And as he was taking a closer look at her, with his face next to her face, and then that baby daughter, although her eyes were closed, she realized, who is looking at me? And realizing it was Krishna, there's no need to look inside. Look outside, he's right there. Look outside, he's right there. He was trying to avoid looking at anything else. Or first darshan that I would like to have is that of Sri Krishna. That was her target, that was on her mind. This is her exclusively. She is exclusively for Krishna. Focused. Not this. Neti. Not this. Now this person who is looking at me, yes, this one. And she opened her eyes and they both are taking darshan of each other to their heart's content. Arrivo. So they have met again. They are now, Lila is to begin. This is the shake hand. So there was lots of
singing and dancing and everything. It's a joyous occasion. It's a festival. Radha has appeared and Krishna is attending the birthday celebrations and Balaram is there. The whole spiritual world is there. The Golok is there. All the residents of Braj Mandal are there. And they had a jubilation, grand celebration of Radha's appearance. So that was the first meeting they had, and then they are both growing up in their hometowns, Gokul and Raval. And then as at residence of Gokul had, you know, migrated, left Gokul because of the terrorist attacks. Kamsa's agents were coming, harassing, and they thought this is not safety, especially for our children. So they, all the residents of Gokul left Gokul when Sri Krishna was 3 years and 4 months old. And same time, residents of Raval also leave. And both people or personalities, well, people of these both towns, they settle for some time in transit. And according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, another 3 years and 4 months, Gokul, residents of Gokul stayed in a place called Chattikara, Shaktavart. In Shastras we find the name Shaktavart. Shakat refers to cart. All the residents of Gokul had loaded all their belongings into the cart and cross Jamuna and travel some distance. So between Jamuna and Govardhan, in the middle, and now there's a village called Chattikara. When we go from Delhi, well, towards Agra Road, and where we turn for Krishna Balaram Temple, going to Vrindavan town, that road used to call as Chattikara Road before. And then that was named during Prabhupada days, it was named as Bhakti Vedanta Swami Marg. So at that junction, there's a village called Chattikara. So that is where residents of Gokul were staying. Shaktavart, Shakat, they parked all their carts in circular formation, Shaktavart, and they were just staying semi-temporary accommodations there. And they stayed there for several years. And the residents of Raval, Vrishabhanu, Kirtida, and others, Radharani, Ananga Manjari, elder sister of Radharani is Ananga Manjari, and brother is Sridham. Yeah, so this is brother and sister. So they stayed in a place called Basanti. This is some distance before Radhakund. When we go from Krishna Balaram Temple on the Chattikara Road and cross, and there is a railway crossing and that road, and it
So on that road, some distance before Radhakund's place called Basanti, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he did his Brajamandal Parikrama, in his diary there's a mention that this Basanti means residence, place to stay. So that's where the residents of Rawal were staying for several years. And then finally, the residents of Gokul, after this stopover at Shaktavart, they go to Nandagram on the top of the hill, which is Shiva, Nandishwar. Shiva has become that hill, Nandagram hill. And residents of Rawal, after spending some time in transit, they go to Barsana, which is Brahma, with his four heads, and there are four peaks there of that hill. There are four names and different various pastimes associated with each peak there. So Gokul and Rawal, they were close to each other when they were babies growing up. And finally, they are grown up now. And so they start meeting between Nandagram and Barsana. There's a place called Sanket in the middle. And that's where the meetings start. Radha Krishna begin meeting. They are now 7-8 years old, and that's when the rasa dance. So Krishna, he has just vatsalya ras in Gokul. Vatsalya ras he's experiencing as he is growing up. Vatsalya and sakhya ras he is enjoying. And as he grows up, then there's a Vatsalya Ras continues, Sakhya Ras is added, and the other dimension is added, that is Madhurya Ras. And there's no more dimensions, that's a final dimension as he's growing up. And there's very little Dasya Ras in Vrindavan. There are a few of his friends, they carry his lunch packets and they become his servants. Just little flavor. Not much of dasya, hardly any dasya. Lots of vatsalya, parenthood, and lots of sakya bhav. And mostly it is madhurya ras. Radha Krishna, Radha Gopi. So Nandagram, Barsana, these two places are associated with this Madhurya Leelas also, besides Vatsalya and Sakhya Ras continues. And then Radharani, as she grew up, she gets married. And she is married to a gopa called Abhimanyu. This is not Abhimanyu from Mahabharata. It's a different Abhimanyu. This is a gopa. And he has his hometown called Javart, which is east of Nandagram, just a few miles away in the eastern direction. That was his hometown. So Radharani is married to him. So that becomes her another base. Well, he's married to Abhimanyu, so that's... And she goes in between Barsana and Javart. So far staying goes, spending time, overnight stays, and like that goes. A few years ago, we were in Javart, myself and Radharaman Maharaj, and residents of Javart said, "Oh, Maharajas! You come on the right day." I said, "What happened?" They said, "Today Radharani has returned from Barsana. She was there for many months and she has just arrived today." as is the tradition, the girls spend so many months with the parents' place, and mostly at in-law's place or husband's place. But she, so there's a whole schedule of Radharani. This time in Jawad, then that time in Barsana, again Jawad, Barsana. And so she goes in between. She goes to Surya Kund, there's another spot very closely associated with Radharani, Surya Kund. And with the pretext that she has to worship Surya, sun, worshiping sun. That's allowed. He would worship sun, not Krishna would worship. But Krishna Surya Sam, then Krishna appears there. Oh, you want to do some worship, but you need a priest. And he comes there chanting mantras, Om Namo, there's that. Hey, priest, Baba. And the genuine is not a, she's really looking for a priest, and she found a priest, and so this is a daily, the Surya Kund, some distance away from Radha Kund. And Radha Kund is the place, in fact. Every single day, part of the Ashtakaliya Leela, 8 different periods, midday pastimes of Sri Krishna take place at Radha Kund. And Krishna, in the middle of his cow herding pastimes, he comes up with some excuse and sends his friends, hey, you know, I just forgot my lunch pack there. Go, you go there. Where is my ball? I'm not seeing Balaram here. Could you go find Balaram? And like that, where are the cows? I don't see them. So he like keeps them busy, and when they're all busy, he just sneaks out. And every day he has some novel ways of, innovative ways of distracting them and keeping them busy with this or that. And then he's off to Radha Kund, and that's the biggest period in the middle of the day, starting from 10:30, which is in 10 minutes. 10:30 to 3:30 is the Madhyana Leela, midday pastimes at Radha Kund, Sham Kund, and various pastimes of Madhurya Leela, conjugal dealings. And before that, of course, gopis go to Kusum Sarovar on the way to Radha Kund. Kusum means flowers. This is where they pick up lots of flowers and they make garlands of different kinds. One of the kind is also called Vaijayanti Mala, Vaijayanti. And flowers, 5 different colored flowers, green, blue, this, that, and long garland reaching the knees, called Vaijayanti Mala. So they all arrive with their flowers and flower abhishek and garlands, and Krishna is greeted and then seated on a throne. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Kalpadramadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasthau Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtha Libhi Sevyamanam Smarami. We stop here? Otherwise, it's unlimited. Dhanakeli Leela also today, the special feature. special dressing. They're carrying pearls, Lalita, Vishakha. In the afternoon. Okay, so I'll get into some other affairs, pastimes, in the afternoon session. Okay, thank you. Jai Sri Radhe.